Let us begin this week's program by reporting on the current Pika balloons that are circumnavigating the southern hemisphere. ZS1 Alpha Foxtrot Bravo. On 14 March, the balloon was well on its way to South America after spending a couple of days flying over some of the South Pacific islands. This is the second time the balloon has taken a detour to the north to visit some of the islands before continuing on its trip around the southern hemisphere. The balloon is currently on the fourth circumnavigation of the southern hemisphere after being launched in Namibia on 6 January 2026. Yesterday morning, Derek, ZS5 Yankee, Dick, ZS6 Bravo Uniform November, and Willie, ZS2 Charlie, worked some meteor scatter from around 7 hours local time. Derek also posted on the Meteor Scatter Activity WhatsApp group, "A quiet but beautiful celestial event will reach its peak tonight, 14 to 15 March. The Gamma Normit Meteor Shower. This lesser-known meteor shower occurs when Earth passes through a stream of tiny debris left behind by an ancient comet. As these small particles slam into our atmosphere at incredible speeds, they burn up and create bright streaks of light we call meteors or shooting stars. The good news for us, South Africa is well positioned to see it, weather permitting of course, since the Gamma Normit meteor shower appears to originate from the constellation Norma, which sits in the southern sky. What you might see, this is not one of the strongest meteor showers of the year, but under dark skies away from city lights, observers may see around 5 to 10 meteors per hour at the peak. They are often fast and sharp streaks of light, appearing suddenly and disappearing just as quickly. A brief flash from a grain of cosmic dust burning up high above the Earth. Best viewing tips? Look up after midnight until just before dawn. Find a dark location away from city lights. Allow 20 to 30 minutes for your eyes to adjust to the dark. Lie back or use a reclining chair for a wide view of the sky. Dress warmly and enjoy the quiet night sky. Where to look? Look towards the southern sky, but watch a wide, dark area overhead and be patient. Meteors can appear anywhere across the sky, not only near the constellation Norma. For a few hours tonight, invisible cosmic debris turns into streaks of light across the heavens, a reminder that our planet is constantly traveling through a vast and ancient universe. Step outside, look up, and you might just catch a shooting star. Derek goes on to say, "Let's all get on earlier, make our coffee, and park in front of the radio from, say, 5 a.m. Let's see what we can do. In past years, we worked easy SSV via meteor scatter. The frequency is 50.260 MHz and the mode is MSK144. Thanks, Derek, for that heads up." The EU-Africa 2-meter TEP group has started monitoring for transequatorial propagation again. Late March to May is the time that TEP propagation may be possible. Unfortunately, you need to be further north, either in northern Zimbabwe, northern Botswana, northern Namibia, or southern Angola, to have a chance to work TEP with southern European stations. Currently, there are two active stations in northern Namibia, Vainant Victor 51 Whiskey Whiskey and Derek Victor 51 Delta Mike, that are active during these times, with Bernie ZS4 Tango X-ray sometimes doing a field trip to Botswana and southern Angola to make some EME and TEP contacts with his portable station. Digital mode Q65D at 30 seconds is used, with African stations transmitting in the first period and the EU stations transmitting in the second period. How about telling us about that exciting long-distance contact that you have made on the VHF and above bands? Or about that project that you are working on in the VHF and above bands. Send me a consolidated report of your activity or project with any additional photos, audio or video clips to bjacobzda@gmail.com. Remember, by sharing your activities with us at VHF News, allows us to tell the rest of the amateur community about your achievements, and the more we promote the activity on the VHF and above bands, the better chance we have of encouraging more amateurs to explore the world above 30 MHz. The program is compiled, edited, and presented for Amateur Radio Today by Brian Jacobs, ZS6 Yankee Zulu.